Hey everyone, I am Reva and just want to take a moment and thank you for listening to our studio podcast. Although we are here in Greenville, South Carolina, we are grateful for your support to see the message of Jesus go out all over the world. In case you are not aware, we have a YouTube channel which you can find the link in our podcast bio. We hope you enjoy this week's talk and it encourages you and it helps you to be the human God designed you to be. So with that, let's get right to it.
Good morning, good morning. So good to see you guys. Happy Sunday. Happy Sunday after Easter. He is risen. What good news it is. My favorite thing last week, I was transitioning worship and I could see everyone just felt tender. I could feel the hunger for God. And I could see people around the room that were trying to keep it together and just almost just getting a hold and their face was looking like it was going to break. Because you know when God's just loving on you and your heart feels so tender, it's just hard to compose yourself. And I was like, oh, it's so beautiful seeing God touch people's lives. And then we gather around people and begin to pray for them. And I got to hear stories of what God was doing in their lives. I love when we encounter God and God encounters us. Lord, let us be encountered today. And then even today, I know that there's people in here, you came because you want more of God and there's things in your life that you need healing and breakthrough from. And Reva was just singing the roof off of this place. I'm like, okay, let's just go. But in it, I'm like, oh, we get a choice of what we grab onto in life, no matter what comes at us. And what I could feel today is, oh, we get a choice when we choose him. That fear, even though it knocks at our door and wants to come in and live with us, I'm like, oh no, you don't belong here. We know whose we are. And so that's what I felt this morning as we're worshiping, is make sure that we know where we live and our worship helps us to stay in that place. Like, actually, you're the one, Lord, who we worship when we bow our knee to and we invite in. It's not fear and torment and chaos that tries to come and steal from us. So let us just enjoy the Lord today together. I am excited today. During worship, I felt this scripture, Hebrews 12. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. That's what I'm talking about, the stuff that comes knocking at our doors that really doesn't belong with us anymore. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. You know, we are in April. We're in April of 2024, guys. This year is just moving along. I have this thought throughout the weeks of going, what do you want to be about in 2024, Candace? Because you should be doing it because it is moving along really fast. And so today I want to bring a message of courage, but also it's one of growth. I know the Lord is growing us. We're alive and we're breathing and we're not just here to exist. Thank you, Langlands, for helping to create a marriage space for us that we wouldn't just exist in life in our relationships, but we would be continuing to grow, that we'd be coming, stepping into the people that God has created us to be. We don't want to be who we were yesterday. We don't even want to stay who we are today because he is, as we look to him, we are becoming more free, but we're also changing from glory to glory, it says. And so we just partner with the Lord and say yes and amen to what he's calling us into, but also that we would be stewarding it well and growing what he's given us. And so today we're going to talk about growing. And there is a statistic, according to a recent study, do you guys know what the greatest number one reason for divorce is? Because divorce is one of our biggest covenant relationships we'll ever have in life. From the time we go to the altar and we say, I do, tell death do us part. What do you think is the number one reason that people get divorced? Money, infidelity, lack of communication, selfishness. You know, I think the root of all sin is selfishness. So yes, the number one reason according to this survey was problems in communication. Yes, big old communication. I get that. Just even being married, and I'd say the first year of marriage, Eric and I saying yes to each other, the biggest thing that we got the opportunity to deal with was communication and misunderstanding each other and working it out. It wasn't always just heart issues, but in that space of communication, which is the exchange of information. That's what communication is. But in that exchange, so many things can go wrong. And sometimes, and then how we respond, what we think is going on, just becomes the swirl around that we live in when it's really communication. And one thing I want to share is there's a statistics on communication, how much time we spend communicating. It says that 70 to 80% of our time is spent communicating. So it's not just even in marriage, like as human beings, as relational beings, we spend a lot of our time doing this, exchanging information, giving it, receiving it, 70 to 80% of our time. And you can break that down into writing, reading, talking, listening. But I want to ask you before we move to the next slide is how much time do you think we spend doing each of these? Like what would be the highest percentage that we spend? Do you think you spend the most time talking? Do you think that you spend the most time listening? Reading, writing. If you think you spend the most time writing, raise your hand. See, I think this one could be changing with texting and social media, but who knows? Raise your hand if you think you spend the most time reading, taking in information. Once again, social media, I think, is upping that. I don't know. Talking. Who thinks you spend the most time talking? Probably some of us, you're like, have you met my mom? No. That's what Kennedy would say, probably. No. Listening. How many people think you spend the most time listening? You're like, help us, Lord. Could we do this? Okay, so the next slide will tell us the percentages. We spend, on average, 9% writing, 16% reading, 30% talking, and 45% listening. Wow, I would not have imagined that the most time in communication is spent listening and taking in. But do you know from the time that we're in our mother's womb that that's what we're doing? We're already listening. And to the point that when babies are born, they can recognize your voice. When Kennedy's our oldest, and when she was born, I was there and she came out and the doctor's holding her and she's crying. And Eric was down there and he's not holding her. He just goes, oh, there you are. And I'm just watching it all happen. And she turns and looks towards him and stops crying. And I was like, oh, that is so crazy that she was soothed by Eric, but we're together all the time and she's in my body while I'm pregnant. I mean, all this stuff feels so alien, but it's like how we're made. And the first thing that how we learn new languages and how we learn to speak is first you listen. And you hear, listening is such a big part of who we are as humans. It's how we take in information, but it's also how we know. We know because we listen and we hear. And how she knew Eric's voice is because she had listened and heard him the whole time that she was being formed and developed inside of me. This is a really huge thing. If we want to become a home for humanity or a home for anyone, we need to grow as listeners. If we want to be good neighbors, coworkers, friends, family, we want to get better at this thing called listening. If we want to continue to grow and learn, if we want to know, be connected, and help others be known, we want to grow in this. And my hope is that as you came to hear the word of God, that you would still be able to have room to grow as humans and who he's created us to be. I believe I was wrestling through, how do we do this on a Sunday? So here's my scripture to encourage us. It's in John 10. In John 10, Jesus is talking about being a good shepherd. You know, often in the Bible, we're referred to as sheep, and he is the shepherd. That's what he calls himself. And he cares for us. He feeds us. He directs us. And in John 10, 27, he says, my sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. See, listening is a huge thing. It's how we take in information, but it's also how we know. It's actually how we know his voice. Do we know his voice? Do we know what it sounds like? Do we know what it feels like? Just like when our daughter's born and she's like, oh, I'm comforted by this voice. She was just getting to know her dad even more, but it's how we take in information is by listening. And so this morning, my prayer is, God, open up our ears. These ears, we have them, but do we actually hear? Are we listening? There's a difference between just hearing, but actually listening.
is a whole different level. And my prayer is that we would grow in this in all senses with the Lord, because we're called to know him and be known by him. But how does that take place? And we can listen, we can read, listen, take it in. But also even today during worship, as we're giving him stuff, he's providing, he's speaking over us. I can feel it, I can hear it in the room. I can actually hear it over you guys. There's stuff, I saw Michael walking around praying and I was like, thank you, Michael, for praying for people, because I could feel the Lord touching different people and he's saying things over your life today. Lord, teach us to hear your voice, to know what you're saying more than what we see and more than what we can feel coming against us. We want to know his voice. So questions I have, questions on listening. First, I want to ask you, how good of a listener are you? Just take a moment to even think. I'm curious where you would rate yourself. Would you say you're a good listener? I'm an okay listener. I'm a poor listener. My husband tells me all the time. No, I don't know what that is. Because wherever you're at, I hope that we would have room to grow and become better at this. The other question is, why don't we listen? If we're not good listeners, or even if we are a good listener, why don't we listen? Because it's to all of us. And I have the next slide, because there's points that I actually wanted us to look at. If you can go to the next slide, please. Why don't we listen? We're busy. We're uninterested. I mean, these are fair. It happens. If it's boring, why would you listen? Tired, lazy. When I'm tired or I'm hungry, I don't listen as well. Pride, looking down on others. If I think I know better, I really might look at you and pretend like I'm listening, but I'm really not, because I already know. If I disagree, if I'm angry or I'm hurt, put in any emotion. We change as human beings in our ability to communicate, to receive information. Even how we give information changes. We shut down. Why don't we listen? We're too busy trying to talk. You know, like, okay, but what I want to tell you is this. Do you think you really listen when you're spending all the time thinking about how you're going to respond? No. And this becomes crucial when things get in conflict or emotions get are rising. This is so important that we learn the skill of listening. I believe it actually is an expression of love. And so as humans that are following Jesus, the King of love, and are being full of him, I believe that he's calling us to a higher place, that we would become more, let's just say, responsible with the skills and the senses that he's given us, that we would come expressed in being good listeners. And then lastly, we assume we already know. I don't need to listen to what your response is or what you're saying, because I already know. I know that you're having a hard time. I know that, and they just keep talking about it, so I don't really need to listen. But what that does, it greatly impacts our relationships, and specifically the people closest to us, when we choose not to listen. I remember going, we were doing outreach in San Francisco during the night. They call them night strikes. Go out and feed people on the streets. And I think it starts like at midnight or 1 a.m. And we're walking around. And one of my favorite things is in this outreach, they said, we're here to pray for people. And of course, tell them about Jesus. But most importantly, we just want you to love on them. Well, that's easy, because one of my challenges when we would travel and even do missions and meet with different pastors and missionaries, we're like, we will do whatever you want us to do. We're here to serve you. And whenever they'd say, we want you to go door-to-door evangelism and pass out these tracts, I'd be like, oh man, that one's my hardest. But I will do it because I'm here to serve you. And the reason it's my hardest is because if it was my home, I feel like, oh man, you're bothering me. And so then I feel bad being a bother. So I believe in the good news. I believe in Jesus and everything. But I do feel like it's such an agenda-based thing that it's like, I'm coming because of what I want to tell you. And sometimes that can feel a little like, whoa, this is one-sided. I feel actually kind of pushed and down by you. So we go to San Francisco, we do this ministry, and they're doing the quick like training before we start. And they're like, really, of course we want to see people come to know Jesus. But most importantly, we just want to meet them where they're at. And even if that's feeding them a sandwich and asking them how they're doing and listening. And what I noticed is when we got out there and we're feeding people, that was the coolest and most powerful thing is actually to go, how are you? And then just listen. And I'm the first one to tell you that I would walk down the streets or even down the path or the hallways at Bethel and go, hey, good, how you doing? But I would be halfway past them before they even answered because I really didn't want to know. I just wanted to say something kind. And I was like, oh, wait, that is so rude to ask someone how they're doing and don't even take the time to listen. Like, it seems like it wasn't my heart to be rude. But then I realized, oh, I just want to say something kind, but I don't have time to listen, so I better not ask them a question. So I changed my approach and said, hey, it's great to see you, and then kept walking. So that was kind. But if we ask a question, let us be people who stop and listen. And if you don't have time to listen, don't ask the question. Like, let's up our level of care and respect for those around us and be good listeners. What would happen if we actually listened to each other? What would happen if we actually listened? We might get to know each other a lot more, be a lot more current on what's going on. In conflict, it would really help us. It would decrease the amount of misunderstanding because maybe we would potentially have the space to hear what they're saying. And that would up our potential to be able to understand it. I love Stephen Covey's quote. It says, most people do not listen with the intent to understand. Most people listen with the intent to reply. I'm like, ooh, yes, that one kind of hits me right there. Listening skills. I love to do this when I'm teaching this in a classroom setting. I pull somebody up and I just say, would you be willing to do like a role-playing exercise with me? And so then I ask them a question like, tell me what was your, like someone who has deeply impacted you and why? And then they start talking. While they're talking, I stop and look at my phone. I kind of look at the ground. And then they tell me something about, you know, oh, my teacher, this and that. And I'll go, oh, your teacher? What was her name? Oh, really? Did you love, like, where was she from? And I totally derail the conversation because I ask something about what they're not saying. And I'm so rude in it. And then they just really usually stop talking. And then I apologize. And I say, actually, I'm so sorry. I did something really rude. I basically modeled what it looks like to not listen to somebody. Because you can ask a question and still be in a conversation, but you don't look at them. You don't really give them your attention. And you're really not listening to them. You're just asking things to keep the conversation going. And they really know it and they really feel it. And then I apologize and I say, can I do that again? And then I'll ask them, no, please, really, I would love to know, like, who has deeply impacted you and why? And I'll just sit and I'll look in their eyes, put my body towards them. And then I'll find something I can tell they get either something feels meaningful. And I'll say, tell me more about that. And they'll keep going. And many times, tell you not, people have started to cry in front of everybody. And look, I'm sorry. I don't know why I'm getting emotional. I'm like, it's because all of us love to be heard. We all love to be known. And when someone listens to us, I believe it's one of the greater things we can do to show love and value to each other. So as we grow as humans, I believe that our ability to listen is a huge skill for us to increase. I actually want to give us an opportunity right now. I have a quick practice for us. We're really going to do, it's like a 1 minute mixer. And you can do it with your spouse, the person you came with. Even if it's someone who's next to you and you don't know, that's okay. You just introduce yourself first. And I gave two options for questions. And the first, you can pick one of these. What we're going to do is take 1 minute to answer this question, to share it with the person next to you. And this is the goal. The person who is not talking, your goal is to try and listen by giving them your attention. You can do reflective listening, like, wow, so what I hear you saying is this person really impacted you because they gave you food every day, or this person really impacted you because they were consistent. Is that right? Yeah. Oh, thanks so much for telling me about you. So one person is going to share, And you can, if one of these is easier than another, pick that one. The first one is someone who inspires you and why. Second one you could choose is someone who has greatly impacted you and why. Does that make sense? And you can, don't share your whole life story. It's 1 minute. And then we're gonna switch. So one person shares, I'll take a minute, and then we switch and the other person shares. When you're not sharing, you're the listener. Okay, ready? First person, share for 1 minute, go. Okay. Let's wrap that up. Did you guys learn someone about something, somebody else? Raise your hand if you learned anything about someone else. I hope you guys did. Hopefully you listened to somebody. Was that hard? Was it easy? Some of you, probably easy. Yep. I saw lots of different people. Some people were looking at each other. There are a couple of people who just were talking, but they didn't even look at each other. I was like, ooh. Taking our attention and turning our body even towards each other, or our face even, is a huge gesture towards attention and listening. So listening goals, we're going to wrap up here. Listening goals. Listen with the goal to understand. And that's like you're hearing with your ears, but you're also going, what are they trying to say? Because I want to understand. And this becomes really important in conflict. In conflict when they're talking, what am I understanding? Second, let's be a good active listeners. Feedback what you hear to make sure it is correct. This is so helpful, especially when there's more emotions involved. Or you're hungry. Emotions are hungry for me. So I hear you, what you're saying is that correct? Or you can feedback, it sounds like you're hurt. Is that correct? And so it gives them a chance. This is what I hear, because so often we have conversations and Eric and I will walk away and it'll be with somebody else. And I'll be like, wow, that's really concerning. He's like, what's concerning? I thought it was great. I'm like, were we in the same conversation? We had two different takeaways and we both experienced the same thing. So sometimes it's good to confirm and just clarify. What are you saying? Oh, I thought you were mad. No, I just want you to know that this is happening. Oh, okay. And I walk away thinking, man, they were mad. No, they weren't mad. They were just excited or kind of concerned because they were going to be late to their next meeting. So sometimes just confirming what we hear. Listening goals. I love James. James 1 is such a great chapter. It talks about navigating trials. Trials are huge. Trials are one way that we grow. God does a lot of stuff in us in trials. But in James 1, there's one section about, in my Bible, it's titled Qualities Needed in Trials. And this is what it says right underneath that. James 1, verse 19, my dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry, because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires. This is really seems so simple, but if we did it, I think our relationships would change greatly. And people would feel more seen and known around us. And wouldn't it be amazing if our family felt known? Like, wouldn't it be amazing if our friends actually felt loved and known by us, let alone our neighbors and our coworkers, or maybe the people sitting around us today? But I believe that if we would increase our skill level to be able to listen, that we would have a great effect on the people around us. And then lastly, listening goals, number 3 is we would take responsibility that we are listening through our perspective, our story, our current state, and our emotions. So sometimes our listening, even though they're speaking, we get it so wrong, but it's not because they did a wrong job or a bad job. It's because of stuff we're navigating. And so what I love about us taking personal responsibility, because then we just don't blame everybody else for what went down. It's like, I was there and I heard you, but really, I wasn't doing good. I was discouraged by other stuff I heard, by other stuff I was navigating. So even though you did a great job, I couldn't actually receive anything in a good space. And it's good for us to be aware, be more self-aware as we're communicating, giving and receiving information, because how we're doing greatly affects what we give, but also how we receive things. And so sometimes we just need to take ownership. I'm so sorry. I misunderstood you. I woke up on the wrong side of the bed today, and that was on me. Forgive me. I can work on this. That's how you do relationships. When we take ownership of who we are, it helps so much. And then lastly as well, in this, code books. We all have different code books. That means how we understand and organize things in our lives. Like in my family, when we talked about X, it was referred to as positive, negative, in between. And then I talked to somebody else and they're like, ooh, what did you just say? And then they're not like, oh, in our family, that was negative. I'm like, oh, I didn't understand that. So like an example, this was with our kids and over texting. I didn't know this, that okay just means great, okay. And then in texting, you just shorten things and you just say okay. And it still means, yeah, good, okay, we're good. And they're like, man, are you mad? I'm like, why am I mad? They're like, because you said K. And I'm like, because it just didn't want to write O in front of it. They're like, oh, well, that actually means something. Like, that means a little bit more feeling behind it, like something's wrong. And so after they told me that, I just kept writing K, 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 K. Sometimes we don't even understand that we're causing conflict because of the things we're saying, because we have different meanings for things. So sometimes it's just coming back together and be like, are you mad? You have to ask a question and then listen. No, I'm not mad. Help me understand what's going on. I just wrote K because I didn't want to put an O in front of it. Oh, well, for me, that means something different than OK. Good to know. I will do it differently now. So as we are striving to continue to grow, to become better humans, to step into all who God has called us to be, let's be better listeners. Can we do that? Why don't you stand with me? We're going to wrap up here. I want to pray for us. But even before I pray for us, I want to encourage us, even in the Bible, this is in Mark, but it is in multiple places throughout the Bible. You will read and hear these same words. In Mark 4:9, Jesus says, whoever has ears to hear, let him hear. And this is after the farmer, the seeds, sowing the seeds, and he begins to explain what the seeds mean. And he says, whoever has ears, let them hear. You hear it in multiple spaces. You hear it in Revelations. So I say, church, let's use those things that God has given us, our ears. Let's be able to hear. Let's lean into what he's saying and doing. Let's honor those around us by actually using those same senses, skills, and listen to the people around us as well. Let us be people who have ears that actually hear and perceive what God is doing, but also what is going on in the people around us. And my final question is, what is one thing that you can do to become a better listener? Is it, gosh, I'm gonna work on giving my full attention. Sometimes I might have to put my phone away or take off my watch that I have on me that's giving me little notices every couple minutes. Like, what does it look like to become a better listener? When I ask a question, I'm not going to keep walking. I'm actually going to stop and go, actually, how are you? I did ask you something and I would love to hear. I would love for each of us to find one thing this week that we could do to become better listeners.
Thanks for listening to today's talk. If you're interested in learning more about Studio here in Greenville, you can go check out our website, studiogreenville.com, and you can give us a follow on Instagram. Our handle is studio.greenville. Have a great week.